the beginning of Perek HaKosev, the Gemara refers to a machlokes hatanoim, whether Habal Yerushas Ishtai is a din derais, a din derabbanan. It appears in Yesh Nechlen, where it belongs, and it also appears in Maseches Pcheiris. The end of Pcheiris has the dinim, the Mishnah, the end of Pcheiris, on Daphne Beis and Beis, says that if a person has Yerusha, he doesn't give it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. But if he has a Mecher, if he bought something with someone else, then the Pasuk says that a Stei Mikne has to go back to the original owner to revert back to become Stei Achuza. What if a person got a Matona from someone else? Do you say Matona Ki Mecher? So just like a Mecher goes back to Yovel, so to a matana goes back by Yovel, or do you say no? Zeres HaKosev is only Mecher, not matana. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah, where the matana ke Mecher, matana lav ke Mecher. Even if one assumes that matana is ke Mecher, I think we pask matana is ke Mecher, I think that's the accepted psak. What the din of a mafker a field and someone else is zechem and a hefker? So that was a machlokes Rav Chaim Oizer and some other contemporaries of his. That's what the European Bnei HaYeshiva, before the Second World War, wrote about that. That was a machlokes of the Gedolim during their generation. So the Mishnah there says that Habal Yerushas Ishtoi, and it doesn't go back b'yovel. when the wife dies, the husband Yarshin doesn't go back. So the Gemara comments over there, one line comment in the Bavli, that this should really depend on the machlokes satanaim, whether Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is a din derais, a din derabon. If it's a din deraisis, it's a din of Yerusha. So Yerusha is a stei achuza doesn't go back to Yovel. But if it's a din derabbanon, so how do the chachamim have the power to change anything in dini mamonis? It's based on hefke bezdin. Hefke means that bezdin, the fellow never sold it. The Yerusha really goes to her relatives. So how come the husband takes it away? So they made hefke bezdin hefke. So the Gemara says, if Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is a din derabbanan, then it should go back to Yovel. Why should it depend, Zebazet? Why should it depend? Why? It's because it's based on Hefker, Bezna Hefker. So Hefker goes back to Yovel. That's what it means. That is Zechem and a Hefker. But it doesn't become Hefker. They didn't say, when the wife dies, the son becomes Hefker. And Kol HaKodim Zocha, so the husband should grab. They said it goes to the husband. So it should be like a matana. Should be like a matana. He doesn't pay any money for it. So if you hold that Abal Yerushas Ishtoi is only the Rabbanon, true, it's not Yerusha, but it should be dependent on the Machloikis Hatanoim and the Mishnah, the same Mishnah, but the Matana Ke Mecher are not. Why does the Gemara assume for such a Dover Poshut that if Yerusha's Abal is only the Rabbanon, then it certainly does go back to Yovel? Why do they assume that it's a Mecher? So the Ur Sameach has a comment on that, commenting on the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, because it's Stira in Rambam. The Rambam paskins in quite a few places that Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is only the Rabbanon. The Ravid is always masig on the Rambam, and he says it's not true. You look in the Rambams in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Nachlas Alocha Ches, Perek Beis Alocha Aleph, and the Rambam writes that Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is Medivrei Sofrim. He says it's only the Rabban Hilchazishas. He writes again like that, Perek Yud Beis, Hilchazishas, Halacha Gimel. And the Ravid is Masig. He says we should paskin like the other opinion. Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is a din deraisis. So the Rambam Lishitosai, who paskins that Yerushas Habal is only the Rabbanon, based on that one line, there's no sugya, it's just a one line comment in Chorvus on Daf. Where was it? Daf Nun Beis, on the base. So the Rambam who paskins that Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is only the Rabbanon should really paskin. That should be Chayza B'Yovel. So the Rambam paskins against the Bavli. The Rambam paskins, it's not Chayza B'Yovel. He says, Chachamim osu chizik lidereim kishal Torah. They declare that it's Yerusha. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara M'chor. So the Ur Sameach has a whole comment over there. So in the middle, he shows where there, he says that there are a lot of Gemaras that contradict that Gemara. There are other, the Rambam has it from Gemaras and other Masichtas that indicate that even if Habal Yerushas Ishtoi is only the Rabbanon, it doesn't go back to Yovel, not like that one line in the end of Chorus. So in the middle of the discussion, it has a whole long essay, in the middle of the essay he writes, why did the Gemara assume for such a Dover Pashut that if Habal Yerushas Ishtoi, that it's like a Mecher? Why shouldn't it be like a Matana? Should it depend on the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Matana can Mecher or not? Because the husband is not paying anything for it. So he says, no. If Abba Yerusha Sishta is a din deraisa, so it's a din like Yerusha. So the husband is not paying anything. If Abba Yerusha Sishta is only a din derabbanan, so all the takanas derabbanan in marriage were all introduced with reciprocity. Everything is et tachazeh. Tiknu either mizaynis tachas maisi adeho, tiknu maisi adeho tachas mizaynis, one way or the other. The Gemara says one is et tachazeh. Everything in marriage is supposed to be Yish lutim b'nechsein shavet b'shav, and everything is that, it's supposed to be zet tachazet. So this also, he quotes, the Gemara says that the Baal is chai, the Baal, they made it, if it's the Rabbanon, they made it takana the Rabbanon, that the Baal is entitled to the Yerusha, zet tachazet, because they made it takana, the Baal is chai b'kfurosam. So it's zet tachazet. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, in an earlier parak Narishan and Spatsa, that by Arusa, because the Baal doesn't yarshin the wife, so therefore he's not chai b'kfurosam. Because this has to be Zetach, everything is married Zetach Hazeh. So Zetach Hazeh, so the Gemara considered it like a Mecher. It's not considered like a Maton. Interesting, Taich, interesting. That's why, since everything in marriage is Zetach Hazeh, so it's considered like a Mecher, not like a Maton. He's not getting the Rusha for nothing. There's another Rambam in Hilchas Ovel. The Rambam, Perek Beis in Hilchas Ovel, quotes the din that a kohen is not permitted to be metami lemesim unless it's one of the zayin krovim, and he writes the sixth krovim the kohen is metami min haTorah, and the seventh korah of the wife is only metami midibrei soifrim. Pashta says he means that it's only midirabbanan. It's only midirabbanan, and he uses a lashon asa uha kemeis mitzvah. This is really a gemara. We learned in Yevamos when we were learning Yevamos in the Kol, so we learned the gemara in Yevamos. Has a whole sugya, goes on and on and on, taf pei ches, taf pei tes, taf tzadik. To what extent did a chachamim have authority to change the dinim? There's in dinim moments they can change. The mechanism is easy, hefke bezna hefke. But when they want to change an east of the heter, to what extent do they have authority? So the Gemara says, well, they made the million of one gzeres, the rabban, you can't carry in a karmelis, you're not allowed to write, but you're left in. So that we know that they introduce b'shmarta mes mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti. Asay Siyog La Torah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, said that, you know, they were authorized by the Torah to make Siyog. What if they make a din de Rabbanan, which is Akira's Dov Men HaTorah? It says in the Chumash, you have to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The understanding is, even if Rosh Hashanah's Chol is B'Shabbat, the Chacham come along, and they say, no, but the power vested in us is the Chacham, we tell you, don't blow Shofar on Shabbos, violate the mitzvah deraisa. So the Gemara says, we have many instances, but Yesh Koch B'Chacham, like a Dov Men HaTorah, v'shevi al tase. They tell you, if a gershon is guy bear Pesach, you should not bring carbon Pesach, you should wait till Pesach Sheni. You have a beggar shal pishton, men ator yechayim in tzitzis, and the Rabbanan, they prohibit you from fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. You don't put tzitzis at all. So the Gemara has a whole list of cases where yesh koch b'yachacham l'akadom men ator v'shevi al tase. So what about b'kum b'yasei? How far does the authority go? So the Bavli comes to the conclusion, some Achronim want to say the Yerushalmi doesn't agree, but Agamar, the Bavli comes to the conclusion, the Eikach B'Yachachamim, Lakadar Menatar B'Kum B'Yasei. So Gemara is bothered with a Kasha. You have case that a Kohen is married to a girl, only Kedushin Derabbanan. She's Kedusha Ketana. The father died, and she's not a Gedoyla, so the mother, Yisiyu Ima B'Yachad, the mother or the brothers who are passed by Mitzvah, married her off. So the Kedushin is only the Rabbon, and it can be broken up by the Miyon. And nonetheless, when she dies, the husband is Metami Liishto. So that the husband being Metami Liishto is a real Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara asks, V'chiyesh Kerech V'achachomim L'akadov Menator B'kum B'yasei. We pass from the Kerech is only B'shei B'altase. So the Gemara says, they declared it like a Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah means they're not enough, no one's there to be Metapel in the Kvur. So if the husband's not going to take care of the kvur, it's going to be a busha. Like there's a din when Nosi Shemes Hakol Kroivov. When the chief rabbi dies, Hakol Kikroivov. The Gemara said, what do you mean Hakol Kikroivov? Everyone has to be Matami, even the Kohanim. Why? It's like a Meis Mitzvah. If Kohanim aren't not be Matami, it'll be considered a Bizoyin Meis. So the wife died. The wife died, the husband's not going to be Matami, so I saw a Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says in one specific case, the Pasha B'Shat Gemara is that a husband is metami le'ishtoi when she dies. That's a din deraisa. In one rare case where the whole ishus was only the Rabbanan, Kiddush Ektana, So then the Gemara asked, how can the Braisa say the husband is Medame? They're only married Midrabban. Now, third is an Isatuma. So the Gemara says, in this rare instance, Asuah Kameis Mitzvah. The Rambam writes it by every Ishtoi. The Rambam writes, any case that the Baal's Medame Lish is only Midrabban, Asuah Kameis Mitzvah. That's not what it says in the Gemara. So where did he get this from? So the Ragachave writes in one place, he got it from this machlokes, but the Habal Yorosh Es Ishta is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. If Habal Yorosh Es Ishta would be a din deraisa, it means that even after they die, it's as if we consider that there's still Ishus Lachamisa, or as if we say that the Schus Yerusha begins the last second. See, when a father dies, the son gets the Yerusha, the father and the son are related even after the father dies. But a husband and a wife, the minute the wife dies, they're not related anymore. So how can you say Habal Yorosh Es Ishta works Menat Torah? Kozman, she's alive, the money, the assets belong to her. After she dies, they're not married anymore. So how does go be Yerushan? So he said, the Ragachava assumes that's exactly the reason, one can ding Zach, he could say that's not the reason. He said that's exactly the reason why the Rama Paskins like the opinion in the Tanaim that Habal Yorosh Es Ishta is only the Rabbanah because there's no Ishus Lachamisa. According to the other Tana, that there is Ishus Lachamisa, or that the Schus Yerusha begins the last second of the person's life, so then it's Nitan Layama, that Abba Mitame Leishta also, there's Ishus Lachamisa, still his wife. Or you can say that the Chiyat Abba Mitame begins the last second of the person's life, as he's about to die, when they're still married. So he suggests that where did the Rambam get this from? There's no Mokar in Shas at all, that Abba Mitame Leishta is only with the Rabbanim. So he says the Makar is because there was a Machlokes, but Habal Yorosh Es Ishta is the Raisa the Rabbanan. And the Rambam was Machriya, that it's only the Rabbanan. The Raibid was Machriya, that is the Raisa. But the Rambam is Machriya, that it's only the Rabbanan. So the Shitosa, the Rambam understood that there should be another opinion regarding Habal Metami Leishtoi. So since he paskins that Habal Yorosh Es Ishta is only the Rabbanan, so Habal Metami Leishtoi is also only with the Rabbanan. The nature of the din of Yerusha, Bal Yorosh Es Ishtoi, should really be different whether it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. That's the Pashtus and the Gemara there in the end of Pcharis, that if Bal Yorosh Es Ishtoi is Deraisa, so it's Yerusha, and Yerusha is not Choseres B'Yoivim. If Bal Yorosh Es Ishtoi is only Takana Derabbanan, so it's part of a Takana of Zeh Tachazeh, so then it's considered like a Mecher. The Rambam said not so. So the Orsamech dug up Gemaras to show. But the Rama Maranan, it's only Midirabbanan, Chachamim also Chizik Ludvim Kishal Torah. The nature of the Takana was that we treat it as if it's a regular din of Yerusha. But the Pashtus and the Gemara and Pcheres at least, it's not a regular din of Yerusha. It's a special din. They made a Takana that is a schus, that the Baal is entitled to get the Yerusha. So there is a Mishnah in Bava Basra, there are two Mishnahs in Bava Basra. The one, two Mishnahs, and Bavasa. There's two that I'm going to talk about. So the one Mishnah, Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. A father and a son both lost their lives. Nafal Abay Sol of Al Aviv. They both died in an accident. We're not sure who died first. What's the difference? They're both dead. So Nafkamina for Yerusha. If the son died first, let's say the son was a balchayv, he owed money to a lot of people. And he dies and he doesn't have enough assets. The son didn't have enough metalta lili asmin loy mishtab de balchayv. So he didn't leave enough karka that you should be able to pay up all of the chayvs. Now the father dies. So do you say the son yarshins from the father and now he has karka, so now the balchayvs have more to collect from. So if the father died first and then the son got the karka, then the shtab de hanachosim to the balchayv. So then the Baal Chayv will be able to collect from these karkos. If the son died before the father, then there is a principle, the son yarshins bekever, but the assumption is that the nechasim will not be mishtabe to the Baal Chayv. Baal Chayv won't be able to collect. So what do you do if it's a suffix? Nafal abay sol abalav, you don't know who died first. So the Shnah has a machlekes b'shamei b'sil. That's a famous machlekes. B'shamei hold, that's quoted in different mesichtes. B'shamei arab the opinion, the shtachov haimed ligvis kigavidami. B'sil hold shtachov haimed ligvis lav kigavidami. What's the shayla? Whenever you have a sofik mammon, so what's the psak? Amotz machaber olav haray. Whoever is muhsok wins whenever you have a makom sofik. So let's say a man dies, and it's let's say this case, okay. You don't know whether the Yorshim of the son get this karka from the grandfather. If the grandfather died first, then the son got the karka, then the karka was nishtabed to the Baal Chayiv. Then the Yorshim get it, so the Baal Chayiv has a right to collect the karka. But if the son died before the father, true, the son Yarshin's bekeva l'han chalabana, but that's not going to be, Yerusha bekeva means that it never belonged to the son. Never belonged to the son. It's just a way to determine the karka goes from the grandfather to the grandchildren, but it never belonged to the son. So then it won't be nishtabed to the Baal Chayiv. So here you have a toss-up. You don't know who's entitled to keep the karka. The Yorshim keep it, or the Baal Chayiv collects it. So Bishilul Arav, the opinion, both Bishilul and Misham both agree to this, that when a person has assets, it's Shaloya Bishusa, he's the Muchzak on it, and then he dies, the Yorshim are not considered Shaloya Bishusa, and they're the Muchzak on the property. The Machlik is not Bishamayim Bishilul is, what if you have a Baal Chayiv? So Bishamayim, you're of the opinion, Shtar Chayiv, if it's a Milvah Bishtar, if there's Shiva Nechosim. So if it's a Milvah Bishtar with Shiva Nechosim, so Shiva Nechosim means that the Malah has a Kinyan L'chatzoyin on the Nichse HaLoiva. That's a famous Ritvo in Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, and the Nesivitz writes like that. He doesn't quote the Ritvo, he writes on his own like that. That the nature of Shiva Nechosim means that the Karka of the Loiva, when the Loiva gives the Shtar to the Malva, the karkos of the loiva are kinuyim to the malva b'miktsas. It doesn't just mean he has a schus to take it away to collect. It means the karka is already nikna to the malva with respect to gvir. You can be kind of something with respect to. Not that the karka belongs to the malva, period. The karka belongs to the malva with respect to his ability to collect it later. But there is such a thing. I can't sell Paris Dekel that didn't grow yet. Let's say the Paris Dekel of Tavshin Ayin Vav, they didn't grow yet. So that's a Dovish Labolion. But if I sell you Dekel Lipe Roisov, the Dekel is a Dovish Labolion. I sell a Dekel Lipe Roisov Shosnas Topshin Ayin Vav. So that's, I'm selling a Dovish Labolion with respect to a Dovish Labolion. So Gemara said, that's legitimate. That's acceptable. So that's what the Bishamai clearly say. The Shtar Choyv HaYimei Ligvis Kigobi Dami means that Shiva Nechosim, they're talking about Shtar, but Shiva Nechosim, Milbal Pet, they're not going to say Kigobi Dami. Milbal Bishtar, where the Shiva Nechosim, they say Kigobi Dami. What do you mean Kigobi Dami? It means that the Malve, the Baal Chayiv, is considered a Muchzak on the Nechosim. So if you have a Sofek, you say, I'm Moitzim HaChavel of Arai, but they're both Muchzakim, the Yorshim HaMuchzakim, whenever you have Yerusha, so Brokar Davur, so the father who had Shaloi Bishusai, he was the Muchzak. Muchzak means who has the Bishusai. That's what the Ksais writes in one place, he assumes that the Posh. Definition of Muchzak means whose Bishusai is it. So the Yorshim Brokar Davur, they take over where the father was. The father was Shaloi Bishusai, he was a Muchzak on it, if there'll be any suffix. So the Yorshim are considered Muchzak. This Shammai are of the opinion, the Baal Chayiv is also Kigavi Dami. The Baal Chayiv, since everything, all the nechasim that have belonged to the son will be mishubitim, will have a kinyan l'chatzayin on them. So here it's a suffix, so they're also considered muchzak. So it's a muchzak against a muchzak. So it's going to be achloku. So Beisham is saying the Mishnah achloku. And we don't pass like Beisham, we pass like Basil. Shtar Chayiv HaMaligvus is lav kigobi dami. It doesn't mean, so that's what the Ritvo and the Nesiva say, it doesn't mean that we disagree as far as the definition of what Shiva Nechosim is. We're maskim. Shiva Nechosim means a kinyan l'chatzayin, that the loiva was makne his karkoas to the malve with respect to gvias achay. That's why there's a din b'chav mukdam b'chav miyuchel. Let's say I have an automobile and I sell it to you one day, then I sell it to someone else another day. I have karka. I sell it to one person one day, the next day I sell it to another person. So whoever got it first wins. So there's a din of bachov mukdam and bachov miuchar. And we pass, and the Gemara says in Erchin, bachov miuchar, shekoda megova, ma shegova loy gova. Let's say I borrowed $1,000 from one person, and I was meshabed all of my nechosim from him. Then a week later, I borrowed $1,000 from another person, I meshabed all of my nechosim to the other person. And then later on, it comes time to collect. I only have $1,000 worth of karka or less. I don't have more. So even if the second Baal Chayiv came to collect first Baal Chayiv didn't realize that he better hurry up. The second Baal Chayiv, Mucher, whose shtar was later, comes and he collected already, then the first Baal Chayiv realizes that he took away the karka, so the din is, I feel the bidi evid. Baal Chayiv Mucher, shekona begav, ma shegav alagav, he has to give it back to the first Baal Chayiv. Why? Because it's like as if the loiva had sold the field to one person, then he sells the same field to another person. So he can't sell the same field to a second person. He already sold it to the first person. So that's because we assume not only Bishamai hold that that's a definition of of Sheba Nechas and Mesila disagreed, not Kigabi Domi, but they also agree that that is the definition of Sheba Nechasim. The karka of the loiv is kanit to the malva, the mitzvah, is kanit to the malva with respect to the grid. So the Bishilo maskin with the definition of Sheba Nechasim. But they hold, you can't say the balchoiv is considered the mukhsa, sof kasof, the yorshim are considered the mukhsa. So in that case, when Nafalapai saw of Aloviv, and the son owed money and he didn't have any karkois, and you don't know who died first, whether the father died or the son died, it's going to be a toss-up. It's a fight between the Yorshim of the son, the children of the son, and the Balchayv. So we say the Yorshim are Muchzak and the Balchayv is not a Muchzak. What if it's, let's say, Nafal Abayis Olav Alimo? You don't know who died first. Or Nafal Abayis Olav Alishta, you don't know, a different case. Let's say Olav Alimo, you don't know who died first. So if the wife died first, then the husband gets the Yerusha, then the husband dies, it goes to the Yorshim of the husband. The husband died first, and then the wife died. So then you don't say after the wife dies, the husband Yarshim's Bekever, Lahanchel to his Yorshim. And about Yarshim's Ishta Bekever. He doesn't get Bekever. So the Mishnah has that case. Nafal Habayis Olav. Nafal Habayis, that's a bad example. Let's say Olav Alima, the mother died, not the husband. We'll get to the case of the husband soon. The din is that a son yarshins the mother doesn't yarshin the son yarshins the mother, but the son only yarshins the mother if he's alive at the time that she dies. Ein ben yarshesima bekeva lahanchel la'achov min ha'av. So let's say the son dies before the mother. So you don't say the son yarshins bekeva lahanchel to his kriy. So the Mishnah has that case. Nafal abayis olav alimo. You don't know who died first. So it's a toss-up between two Yorshim. Who gets the Yerusha? If the mother died first, then it goes to the son. Then the son died second, then it goes to his Yorshim. If the son died first, then the mother, then the Nechasim go to the Yorshim of the mother. So it's a toss-up between Yorshim and Yorshim. So Yorshim and Yorshim, they're both Mokzokim. So they're both Mokzokim, so it's Yachloku. It's like Bisham, I say, if Nafal Abayis Olav al Beno, and the Bein had Bali Chayvit, so it's a toss-up between the Bal Chayv and the Yoresh, and Beshamehov, Shtachov, Hamelig, with Kagovidam, so it's a Muchzak against the Muchzak, so it's Yachloko. So we pass in there, Bachov, is Shtachov, Hamelig, with Lav Kagovidam. So only the Yoresh is the Muchzak, and not the Bachov. But if they're both Yorishim, it's a toss up Yoresh versus Yoresh, so then the Mishnah says that Lachola days is going to be Yachloko. Then you get to the next Mishnah, Kuf, where is it? Kuf Nun Chesam and Aleph. So the Mishnah has the case of the husband and the wife. Nafal Abayis Olav Alishta, you don't know who died first. So if the wife died first, then the husband yarshins the wife, then the husband dies, it goes to his yarshim. The husband died first, and then the wife dies, so the Baal doesn't yarshin the wife bekever. The husband doesn't yarshin if he already died, if he predeceased the wife. So if you don't know who died, so the din should have been, it's a toss-up between her yarshim and his yarshim. Who gets it? So the Mishnah says, no, the yarshay ho'isha get it. The Yorshe HaBal don't get it. Why not? So Tosis has two pshat. So the first pshat in Tosis is, the Mishnah is going with the Shita that HaBal Yorshe Sishta is only the Rabbanim. If HaBal Yorshe Sishta would have been, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim that the Gemara refers to in several Masechtos. If the din would have been that HaBal Yorshe Sishta would be a din deraisa, so this is a Yorish and this is a Yorish, so they're both Yorishim. So Yorish against the Yorish, they're both Mechzok and Meshoveh. So you have to say achloko, but because Abal Yorish Hashishta is only Takana de Rabbanon, it's a Hefker Bezen Hefker. Whenever they make a Takana de Rabbanon in the area of Dinim Amunis, you're always employing the principle of Hefker Bezen Hefker. So then, and it's a suffix whether the Hefker Bezen Hefker applies here. So it's not a din. By Yerusha, we say the Yorshim are considered Mechzokim even though they don't have it. The Yorshim live in a different Medina. They live in a different continent. Why are they Mechzokim in the Nechasim of the Yorish, of the Morish, when the Morish dies? Because Brokar Davud, they take over everything. So just like the father had Shaloi B'Shuso, so the Yorshim take over, and then also Shaloi B'Shuso, they're also called Mechzokim. But Abba Yorish Hashishta is not based on Brokar Davud. It's not based on Nachla, it's not based on Yush. It's a din of Hefke Bezen Hefke. If it's a Suffolk, if they made the Hefke Bezen, so he's called the Moitzi, the husband is called the Moitzi. If the din would have been that a Baal Yorish Hashish would have been their Isa, then it would have been a Yorish Keneger, a Yorish would have been Yachloka. That's the first suggestion that Tosis gives. That's the easy one. And Tosis suggests, Inami Yeshlam, maybe even if one should assume that a Baal Yerushas Ishta is a din daraisa, maybe can still distinguish that this halacha that brought karadavua, that the Yerush is considered a muhsak, maybe that's only if you're dealing with a Yerush who gets it, but there is nachla, but the husband yashining the wife is a different kind of a din. So even on the level of daraisa, the Yerusha Ha'isha considered more muhsakim than the Yerusha Ha'bal. But the easier pshat is the first pshat. So that's the pashtus on our suya. I think I'll be pashtus. Our Gemara says that if the husband says in advance, you have a right to say la nichali b'takan to the rabban. What does it mean la nichali b'takan to rabban? So the Rishonim say that it's your moichel deschusim that you have. You have a right to be moichel deschusim. It doesn't mean la nichali b'takan to the rabban. All takanas made l'tevasi, so I have the ability to be oikah the takan. It can't be oikah takanas. In the beginning of Ksubis, it says that they made a takana de Rabbanan that all the girls should get married, the psula should get married, the nisuin. They already had Eris in a year ago. The nisuin should always take place on Wednesday. Why? Because Chacham shoktu al takanas b'nais Yisrael, that the chasin should be terech b'suda, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then they should get married on Wednesday. So then the Gemara says, and what happens if they made up, they're going to get married by Rosh Chodesh Elul. When they had their Eris in, they made up, they're going to get married by Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then it comes out, Rosh Chodesh Elul is Friday, a Shabbos, a Sunday, a Monday, whatever. So he doesn't have to get married till Wednesday. It's not called Higiyazman V'lo Nisu Ochlus Mishalo. He's not chayv to give him his zaynus because it's not yet Higiyazman. It's Higiyazman the Wednesday after. So the Shittim Kabetz is close to Kasha, but the girl was saying Nichalei B'takan to the Rabbanu. The whole reason for the takana was that the chashan should prepare the meal 3 days in advance, on the Monday, Tuesday. So it's the Taivasi. I'm a vater on the Takana de Rabban, and I want to get married now. He said, Rosh Chodesh Elo. Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, I want to get married on Rosh Chodesh Elo. So the Rishonim said, Shittim Kvetz, quotes from the Ri'a Lovan. He says, you can't undo a Takana de Rabban. Takana was made for you, that you're the Balabasi. You can say, I don't want the Takana de Rabban. It depends what the nature of the takana was. If the takana was that all the girls who are psula should get married on Wednesday, that's a takana. If the takana was that you're entitled to Yerusha, they made a takana of a schus mammon. So a schus mammon always lends itself to mechil. You can always be mechil a schus, but you can't be mechil. This is not a schus that you have a schus to get married on a Wednesday. They didn't make the takana b'toras schus. They made a takana. All the psula should have nisu on a Wednesday. It wasn't not they made a takana of a schus. If the nature of the takana was a schus, then it lends itself to mechila. So the simple reading of our Gemara is, if Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanon, then it's b'toras schus. It's not b'toras chachamim like the Rambam wrote. Chachamim was a chizuk of the reim kishel Torah, and therefore the Yerusha is not chayza b'yovel. That Rambam was against the Gemara. The Gemara Mchairis, the simple Gemara Mchairis was not so on Daftun base. So the Gemara sounds like it says that if Habal Yerusha Sishta is a din deraisa, then it's a din of Yerusha. If Habal Yerusha Sishta is a din derabanan, then it made a takana of a schus, and the schus mazet tachazet. He's zoiche, he has a schus to get the Yerusha because it's chai bekvurasa. All the schus mazet tachazet. So it's betor schus. If it's a betor schus, then you have the ability to be moichel on the schus. That's the pashtus. If a bal yerush esishta is only the rabbanon, then she has the ability to. Then the husband has the ability to say la nichel v'takante rabbanon. It was instituted b'torah schus mamin and schus imamin led themselves to mechila. The schus habal the peris nichsim elug is while they're married. And the schus habal to yerusha a nichsim elug that's after she dies. So there is on the last. On the last Omud base in Perik Yesh Neuchlin, there is a discussion in the Gemara regarding the nature of Habal Yerush Eshishtoi, whether you treat the Baal like a Lekech, you treat the Baal like a Yerush. What's the nature of Habal Yerush Eshishtoi? So Nafkamin is there. So the Rashbam learns in the Gemara, Tosis is not happy with it, but the Rashbam learns in the Gemara that it's the exact same sophic b'chayeho, that the husband is entitled to peres nichsim elug midirabanan, and then lachamosa, that the husband is yoresh, on the assumption that they're both derabanan. Habal yoresh esishta is derabanan. The peres nichsim elug is for sure only derabanan. The peres nichsim elug is zicha derabanan. So the Rashbam understood in the Gemara that the two atolis ebezeh, that the schus Yerusha is an extension of the schus peris bechayeh. When they're married, he has a schus peris. When she dies, that schus peris develops to become a schus gomor to take over the whole Yerusha. It's one hemshech of the same schus. If you say that the baal is lokeach avi bechayeho vis-a-vis the peris, then it's going to be a lokeach vis-a-vis lachamoisa. If it's going to be lachamoisa yorish, then bechayeh he's also considered yorish. The Rashbam holds that it's totally zebezeh. There's a Rashbam earlier also in the Perek. That's a more famous Rashbam. Where is it? On Kuf Mevov. No, it's later. On Kuf Mevov, on the base. So the Rashbam has there's a Gemara there that, a strange Gemara. The Gemara says in a certain case, the husband doesn't yarshin his wife. Because He took the wife into a room to be bodek to see if she has any mumim. So what's it talking about? She's an arusa, she's an asua. So the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam are brothers, and they had two different pshatim in the Gemara. Rashbam is the older brother. So the Rashbam learns we're talking about an asua. An asua, so that bal yerush is ishtoi. So the Rashbam says, yeah. But the Gemara says he's mesupik, he thinks maybe he wants to divorce her. Why? Maybe she has mumim. So he went in to be bodek to see if she has mumim. And then she died before he had a chance to see if she has mumen or not. So since it was nasan ein of lagarsha, since he was considering divorcing his wife, so the husband doesn't yarshin the wife. Where did he get that from? So he says he got it from the Gemara in Gittin on daf yud zayin and daf yud ches amud aleph. Daf yud zayin aleph. The Gemara is assuming it. And daf yud ches amud aleph. The Gemara spells out the statement. The Tana Reb Shimon in the Mishnah in Gittin yud zayin amud aleph has a din that's based on the premise that habal zechel peres nirchse muluk only calls man that happily married. But kimin shenas anein of legarsha, once he made up his mind he's going to divorce her, then he's no longer entitled to schus peres nirchse muluk. So the Rashbam seems to be going to Shitasai, what he wrote on the last Omid base in Yesh Nechlin, that the Schus HaBal Birusha is an extension of the Schus HaBal B'Peres Nechz Maluk. It's connected, it's identical. So if the Nosan Ein of Lagarsha, so the Baal is not entitled to Peres Nechz Maluk, even though they have Nisuin, Baal is not entitled to Peres Nechz Maluk, Hua Dinami is not going to be Yerusher. Tosef disagrees with the Rashbam. Tosef quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Disagrees with the Rashbam. What in the world? Nayadin. Kivan Shanasan Ein of Lagarsha. There is no such Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin, that Gemara in Gittin is talking a different story. The husband wrote a get li ishtoi. And a get has to be written in the Shema. What does it mean a get has to be written in the Shema? It's the same as I say. For Torah has to be written in the Shema. That's what it means, Lishma. A heksher in the get. No. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a lot of shiurim on this. A get written lishma means that get is different. The few shtoris aniks even lishma, gerishin and shtar kiddushin and shtar shechir abiknani are the three shtoris aniks even lishma. All the other shtoris are shtori mom and their own aniks even lishma. These three affect the change in the area of Yisrael Hetta. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that you need lishma by the gitten, by the shtoris that are shtoris that affect the change in Yisrael Hetta. So what does it mean ksiva lishma? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, whereas in every other shtar that's only pure mominous, the ksivas hashtar is the hachonas hachefze with which you're going to do the maisa kinyan, and the nesinas hashtar is the maisa kinyan. When you have tfisas bal hashtar, when you give it to the baal, you don't need, there's no ginev klagitach magabi karka by shtori momen, but when there's tfisas bal hashtar, that constitutes the kinyan. Hashani came by the three shtaris ani ksiva lishma, we say the ksiva with the nesina together. It's a composite. You need them both together to make the gerishim. So the ksivas hascholas hagerishim, ksivas hagetes hascholas hagerishim. The Mishnah has later in Gittin. Mishnah has in the end of Gittin. By Shammai, you're of the opinion that if a man wrote a get for his wife, he never gave it to the wife. He wrote a get for his wife. It's already called the reach get. And if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to remain with her. And if he'll die, she's not allowed to marry another kohen. She's an amana. But it's a reach haget. There's a haskolas hagerish, and it's a reach haget. We don't paskin like Beishamai. We hold like Beisilu. It's only haskolas hagerishin if it's the get with which he does the gemar hagerishin. If he never gave an asina, or let's say a kohen gave a get to his wife alatana. If it snows tomorrow, if it doesn't snow not, then it doesn't snow. So the get wasn't chal. So it comes out that that get was a ksiva that was in a sina, but it was ala tanai. So the get never came to fruition. So the ksivas I get is only haschalos agerishin if it leads up to the end. Then I say, Gloy Milsalam Afreya, that yesterday, last week, when they wrote the get, that was the tchilos agerishin. But if it never comes to a gemara agerishin, then Mitzhilo disagree with Beisham and the whole, it's not tchilos agerishin. But if it does come to a gemara agerishin, then they're asking that the ksivas I get lishmo, that's what it means, ksiva I get lishmo. The ksiva is the haschalah of the maisa hagerish, and that's why some rishonim say you need shlichas. When the baal asks a sofer to write the get, you need shlichas. Why? Because you need shlichas to do the nesinas haget, because that is the maisa hagerish. So the ksiva haget is the haschalah's maisa hagerish. Many baalei ha'taisa hold you don't need shlichas; it's enough just to see a baal to make lishma. But the idea of lishma means that this is haschalah's hagerish. So that's what Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah. Not kivin shenasa neinav lagashi. He was thinking of divorcing his wife. Thinking of divorcing his wife. No. He announced on the radio that he's going to divorce his wife. No. Nasa neinav lagashi means he wrote the get, and then later on he divorces her with this get. So it's a gloy milsalam afreya when he wrote the get last year and he gives the get today. This is the get with which he was megarish his wife. So when he wrote it already a year ago, that was the haschalas agerish, and so he's not entitled to the. To the Paris next Malu, Kibishinas and Ain of Lagash, Shuvena Baloichal Paris. Yeah. So that's in the case that the so Tosis is Masik on the Rashbam. Rashbam says the man had Nisum with his wife and he's Nichnasim Alaboitka, he went into a room to see if she has any mumin, and then he dies, she dies, whatever, he never finds out. So the Rashbam says, since he was thinking of divorcing his wife, Nasan Ain of Lagarsha, so ena ba'al echad peres, and the mele, the husband, since he's not echad peres, is not entitled to the Yerusha either. The Baal doesn't yarshin if he doesn't have schus peres. That's like the other Rashbam, that the Yerusha is the hemshech of the schus peres. And the Rabbi Natam disagrees. Nasan Ain of Lagarsha is only if you made a tchilas agerishin, if you wrote a get. You didn't write a get, you were just contemplating divorcing his wife. They were screaming at each other. They had a screaming match. They were fighting. And they said, I'm going to divorce you. So what? That's not called Nosan Ein of Lagarsha. There's a Yamshel Shleimai, famous Yamshel Shleimai, on Gittin, on Daf Yutches, when the Gemara says, Nosan Ein of Lagarsha, Ein Abayloch of Paris. So he writes that there was a machloikis in town. A couple were separated. They were planning on getting divorced. And then one of them died. So the shaila was whether the spouse has to observe avelus. He never gave the get. They never got divorced. So the gedolim in the city said it was a big machlokes that the marshal who wrote the Yamshel Shleimai writes she doesn't have to the surviving spouse doesn't have to observe avelus since it was nasan ein of legarsha. Like the Rashbam said, if nasan ein of legarsha. The din of there's a difference between erisin and nisuin. Habal yorish esishta and peris nichsim elug and avelus. Everything depends dafka on nisuin. If you only had erisin, so enu yorishav emetamilav emeifin nedareha, all the dinim don't apply. So the Rashbam holds that even though there was nisuin, but if nasan ein of legarsha, so it's like that gemara in Gittin daf yutches, nasan ein of legarsha, it's if it's not a full nisuin. Can't say there's no nisuin. It's if it's only a pchina of erisin. And by Erisin, there's no Peres Nechse Melug, and there's no Yerusha, and there's no Din of Avela. So the Marshal writes like that, that they were planning on getting divorced, and then someone died. So he says, since it was Nasan Ein Lagarsha, so it's a Pchina like Erisin, it's not a full Nisun, Nisun is incomplete. So therefore, there's no Avela. And he writes that all the Rabbonim in town were ready to kill him. There is no such Din, Nasan Ein Lagarsha. No such Din like the Taisvah says over there. In Bava Bas Nasan Ein Lagarsha, only if he wrote a get. There was Tchilas Agerishin. The Gemara has on Yutchesam and Aleph and Gittin, there's a din of Havchana. When a woman gets divorced, she's not allowed to remarry until 92 days go by. So the Gemara has on Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, when do you start counting Havchana? From the time that he gave her the get, or from the time that he wrote the get? From the time that he wrote the get, she's still married to him. What does it help for that? No. The Ksivas Aget is the Haschalas Agerishin. The Gemara quotes it in the middle of that Sugya of Reb Shimon. Nasan Ein Lagarsha, and Abayel Chol Paris. The premise is Reb Shimon is saying that you say that Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, Ksivas Aget, is the Haskolas Agerish, and that's what the Mishkan Es Yankev writes in one of his Tshuvas. The whole Hemshech HaGemara reads like that. Nasan Ein of Lagarsha goes on Tchilas Agerish, the Ksivas is the Tchilas Agerish. So the Marshal writes, all the Rabbanim were mechula ganhem. There is no such din. Like the Tosfos and Baba Basra said, no such din. He plans to divorce his wife. It's called Nasin Ein Lagash. So he says, we sent a letter to Yerushalayim, and the Gedolim there agreed with me. He doesn't know which Gedolim, when Gedolim, what was the address. He doesn't say. Sent a letter, Gedolim Yerushalayim were masking with him. So Rabbi Kivega in Hilchas Avelos quotes this Yam Shel Shloime, that it's a Shailas. So on that Gemara, and Baba Basra, Kuf Men Vav, where it's the Machlekes, the Rashbam, and the Tosfos, if not the name of Lagarsha, after Nisuin, not the name of Lagarsha. So do I declare that it's as if it's only Erison? But he didn't write to get. It was only he was thinking of divorcing his wife. So the Rashash writes on that Gemara. When it comes to Hilchas Avelos, a lot of times we say Halachik Dera Mekel B'Ovel. So maybe we should pasken like the Rashbam against the even though in Halacha in Peres Nichsim Ulog we pasken like Tosfos. And in Yerusha we pasken like Tosfos, indeed in Mamanis we pasken like Tosfos. But when it comes to Hilchas Avelos, maybe we should say that Nasan Ein of Lagarsha like the Rashbam. We should pasken like the Rashbam. That is not Avelos. That's the deal. So just to understand the Gemara here in the beginning of the Perek, Pe Gimla Man Aleph. So the Gemara says, Mi Ikir Adin, it really should have been that the husband should be able to be mevater on his schus. Just like Peres Nichsim Alug is a schus, so the schus Yerusha is also a schus. So she really should have been able to be mevater on that. So the Gemara says, but after Nisuin, it's too late. It can't be mevater, either like Abaya, like Rava, either Yoda ki yoda, yoda adifam yoda. What does that mean? So the Pashtus is like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, and after Zainam and Aleph, the Gemara asks the Kasha on the Braise. When you want to be Meshach and Eved Ivri, why do you have to write a Meshtar Shichu? That's one of three cases. That's why Meshtar Shichu Eved Knaini. You need a Ksiv Lishma. I don't know, Eved Ivri, I'm not sure. But you need Ksiv Lishma. But the Gemara says, why do you need a Meshtar Shichu to free an Eved Ivri? Why don't you just be moichel on the schus? I mean, you have a schus, he has to work for you for 6 years. You just tell him, I'm moichel on the schus. So the Gemara says, I'm a rova. So Samaris, Abedevi Gufakoni. So what does it mean, Abedevi Gufakoni? So the Pashim Pshat is, Machleg is Tesis and the Ramban there. So the Pashim Pshat Tesis learns is, Abedevi Gufakoni doesn't mean that there's a Kinyan Issa. Tesis claims there's no Kinyan Issa by Abedevi. What it means is that the schus of the yodon to make the eved work for him is not merely a schus. It's like ayon deka leperis. The rishonim say explicitly is if a person owns deka leperis here, the yodon owns the eved ivri with respect to the right to make him work for him. So since it's a bailus, it's a bien, it is no mechila on a bien. So that's the pashtus what the gemara is saying over here. Yoda ki yoda, yoda adifam yoda. What it boils down to is there's no nafkamina between Abai and Rava. Rashi, nafkamina is for Yavama. But here there's no nafkamina. They both say the same thing. After Nisuin, we consider the Schus Abal to be entitled to Yerusha as if it's a Bien, as if he owns a Bien. So if you own a Bien, there's no Mechila on a Bien. And if he'll be Mevate, if they get engaged, and he'll say before he gets married, Amechal on the Schus Yerusha, so then the Gemara says it's not going to work either. Why not? So that's what the Mishnah Melech explains. He can't be moichel aschus, that's a dovah shel abal yonam. Before he even got married, he doesn't have a schus. And after he has nesuin, it's not a schus, it's considered an ownership bien. So that's what the Gemara restricts it. It's only shaykh to the husband to be moichel an schus Yerusha during erison. During erison, he already has a schus. That likesh etinosilo, he'll have the peres nichsim ulog and have the Yerusha likesh etinosilo v'tomus. At that time, it's a schus. He can't be moichel before eris, and then it's a dovish labaliyom. He can't be moichel after nisuin, then it's considered like a bien. I view this gemara along the lines of the first gemara in Hamadir, that really the husband and the wife are meshubah to each other for tashmish, but we have a din koinomus amafkim de shibud. So if the husband, there's a din of neder, I can ask my nechosim on you. I can ask your nechosim on me. I can ask my nechosim on you. So the husband and the wife should really each be able to ask their body on their spouse so that to make it impossible to have tashmish. So the Gemara says, no, almur rabbana, on the level of the rice, it's only a shibud, and a neder, kainom, should be mafkim de shibud. So the Rabbanan, the Amor Rabbanan Shibudah de Baal, Amor Rabbanan Shibudah de Isha, they treat it as if it's not just a schus, as if it's an ownership of a bien, as if my body belongs to my wife, so I can't ask my body on her. Not just he has a schus that I'm meshubed to give tashmish, as if it belongs to her. So similar to that Gemara, that it should have been the shibur of the Baal, the Ishta, and the Ishta, the Baal. Should have been only a shibur, a schus, but Amur, Abona, shibur, the Baal. So that's what our Gemara says on Pei Gimel, that after Nisuin, we consider it as if Yoda ki Yoda, Yoda adif and Yoda, that schus Baal to Yarshan, the wife, is not merely a schus. We consider it as if it's an ownership of a bien, and there's no mechila on a bien. But the pashtus of the whole Gemara is that it's only because Yerusha's Habal is derabbanan. If Yerusha's Habal would be deraisim, so it's like, what do you mean I'm going to say, if my rich uncle dies, I'm moichel in advance, I don't want to get the Yerusha. What are you a balabostim yemoichel? You don't have any schusim. You get Yerusha balkorcha, whether you like it or not. The Gemara says, pishnaim, you don't get balkorcha. Matana kai rachmana. Just like by matana, if I don't want it, but over here, if Yerusha's Habal would be deraisa, it wouldn't be shech that he should be meichel. If it's only the Rabbanon, so they instituted that as his chus. And after Nisuin, then we say, Amur Rabbanon. We treat it as if it's an ownership of a bien, and there's no mechila in a bien. But during Erisin, then it's considered as chus. If you assume Yerusha's Habal is the Rabbanon, so then it's shech to have a mechila and a chus.